Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us right now is Sarah Thaxton, who is a Scranton businesswoman and a licensed professional counselor, part of Thaxton Holistic Wellness Center. Sarah, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Thaxton Holistic Wellness Center?
Sure. I opened Thaxton Holistic Wellness Center at the end of 2015 with the idea in mind of offering something that wasn't that available in the community at that time, the integration of mental health and wellness practices. So really treating people mind, body, and spirit, and offering services and opportunities for people to really integrate their mental health care in a different way than they have before.
Now, right now, if you want to go to a doctor, yeah, you're being recommended to do it by, FaceTime or telemed. Are you doing the same thing with your clients and people who need therapy?
Yes. So what we're offering right now is virtual behavioral health. You can also hear it being referred to as telehealth or telecounseling. It's a really amazing modern way of bringing health care to people when they otherwise might not have access to it. It's been around before COVID for people's busy work schedules, if they live in rural locations. But now it's creating an opportunity for people to receive services in a safe way right now.
Now, are you seeing people that are reaching out because of the fear and the stress and the tension?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now. We're seeing a lot of people with questions, concerns, not really sure how to handle the situation themselves, how long it's going to last, how to talk to their children, how to be prepared and try to respond to this when it's really an unknown of how it's going to impact them and how long it's going to impact their family and their situation.
Now, what are some signs of stress? I mean, what are some things that people would want to look for in themselves that might suggest that they need counseling, need some therapy, just need somebody to talk to?
I think one of the most important things to remember are that the signs can be very subtle and they can vary significantly from person to person. So not everybody is going to look the same. But things across the board that people are going to experience are sadness, just kind of low energy, feeling frustrated, losing some compassion that they normally have, isolating and disconnecting, withdrawing from the activities that they used to really enjoy. Maybe they're not showering as much. They're not changing their clothes as much. They're just kind of feeling an overall malaise. I kind of liken it to Eeyore syndrome, where you're just kind of humdrum going through your day and nothing's really kind of getting you going and energizing you.
Yeah, people have said that they feel like they're living in Groundhog Day, you know, the movie, over and over, the same thing over and over and over again. And they're getting cabin fever. Even the Luzerne County EMA director was kind of feeling some of that, which brings me to this point. I imagine that the stress for first responders and medical professionals must be through the roof.
Oh, it's incredible, and I think it's only going to grow. One of the things that's happening right now is these first responders are in fight or flight. They're in survival mode. They're just trying to get up every day and stay safe, keep their patients safe, keep their families safe. They're just trying to keep going. So they're not even really, these things aren't even sinking in. They're not even really having time to process it. So we're going to start to see more and more first responders step forward with this trauma and really having unresolved symptoms of what they're being exposed to every day, what they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, the lack of security and safety that some of the hospitals are being able to provide because they don't have enough equipment for everyone. So we're really going to see these numbers grow.
And the other thing is we don't know when this is going to end. There's no definite end to it. And every day it seems to get a little bit worse.
Correct. That's one of the things that it's making this so much worse for everybody, that uncertainty. Most of us can, if we could see the light at the end of the tunnel, if we know, okay, May 1st, things are going to be better, then we can hunker down and do what we need to do and get prepared.
Right.
Right now, everything's constantly changing, and it's so uncertain that there really is no end in sight, a concrete end. So it's making it incredibly difficult to find a routine and see what our new normal is.
You know, in the beginning of this outbreak, you know, we were talking to one or maybe two people who were testing positive. Now it's like every day someone contacts us. I mean, it's just a growing problem. If someone tests positive or is waiting for a test result or is fearful about their loved ones, you know, working in harm's way, can they reach out for therapy? I mean, can they do that? And how would they do that? And how would they get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. We welcome anyone to reach out to us. We have lots of options for how they can pay for therapy. So right now, again, we are doing all virtual sessions. That means as long as you have a smartphone, even a telephone right now, some insurance companies are paying for telephone if not everyone has access to Wi-Fi or internet. But as long as you have a telephone, a smartphone, a laptop with a webcam or a tablet, you can do the virtual sessions. And to do that, you would just give us a call or email us. So the phone number is 570-904-7363, and the email is info@thaxtonwellness.com. We have self-pay options, reduced rate. We work with most major insurance companies. And I think the main thing right now is to have someone to talk to normalize that feeling. This is new for everybody. None of us know how to respond to this. It's incredibly appropriate to have those feelings, to be going through the stages of grief, and to kind of vacillate from day to day. So just having that person to talk to can be incredibly helpful.
Great, great advice. Wow. Sarah, thank you very much. You stay strong, because we need you to help everybody else stay strong.
I feel better now that we talked to her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're offering lots of free virtual groups. There's education classes for caregivers of children of how to talk to kids about COVID. We have book clubs, social groups, knitting, crocheting. We have all sorts of things at the center just to help everyone stay connected, because it's so important right now.
Sarah, someone just texted while we were talking and said, my kids did a class by Zoom. Can you do group therapy by Zoom?
Absolutely. And that's actually what we're doing. We are doing Zoom. So all of our online virtual, not the counseling, the counseling uses a HIPAA compliant platform, which is a whole nother story. But all of our groups, we have play groups for kids from ages 4 all the way up to 11. We have teen art share. We have a grief support group. And all of those are offered via Zoom.
Wow. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a good weekend, Sarah.
Thanks, Frank. You too. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.